Bellamy had been 8 years old during the first visit. His mother hadn't been home, but she told him exactly what to do. The guards rarely inspected their unit. Many of them had grown up nearby, and while the recruits liked showing off their uniforms and hassling their former rivals, investigating their neighbors' flats felt like crossing the line. But it was obvious the officer in charge of this regiment wasn't a local. It wasn't just his snooty accent. It was the way he'd look around their tiny flat with a mixture of surprise and disgust, like he couldn't imagine human beings living there. He'd come in without knocking while Bellamy had been trying to clean the breakfast dishes. They only had running water a few hours a day, generally while his mother was working in the solar fields. Bellamy was so startled. He dropped the cup he was cleaning and watched in horror as it bounced on the floor and rolled toward the closet. The officer's eyes darted back and forth as he read something off his cornea slip. "Bellamy Blake," he said in his weird Phoenix accent that made it sound like his mouth was full of nutrition paste. Bellamy nodded slowly. "Is your mother home?" "No," he said, working hard to keep his voice steady, just like he'd practiced. Another guard stepped through the door. After a nod from the officer, he began asking questions in a dull, flat tone that suggested he'd given the same speech a dozen times already that day. "Do you have more than 3 meals worth of food in your residence?" he droned. Bellamy shook his head. "Do you have an energy source other than..." Bellamy's heart was beating so loudly, it seemed to drown out the guard's voice. Although his mother had drilled him countless times, practicing any number of scenarios, he never imagined the way the officer's eyes would move around their flat. When his eyes landed on the dropped cup, then moved to the closet, Bellamy thought his chest was going to explode. "Are you going to answer his question?" Bellamy looked up and saw both men staring at him. The officer was scowling impatiently, and the other guard just looked bored. Bellamy started to apologize, but his sorry came out like a wheeze. "Do you have any permanent residence other than the 2 people registered for this unit?" Bellamy took a deep breath. "No," he said, forcing the word out. He finally remembered to affect the annoyed expression his mother had in practice in the mirror. The officer raised one eyebrow. "So sorry to have wasted your time," he said with mock cordiality. With a final glance around the flat, he strode out, followed by the guard, who slammed the door shut behind him. Bellamy sank to his knees, too terrified to answer the question rattling through his mind. What would have happened if they'd looked in the closet?